Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A new state law giving agritourism destinations some level of legal protection from lawsuits has taken effect. Ben Schaffer, Kentucky Ag Department Director of Agritourism, says part of the protection requires specific signage to be displayed and or signing of a waiver by visitors.
It does state that they have to either have the warning signs and or have a waiver release signed by the patron with the exact same specific language.
Very generally, operators must provide a safe environment, and customers confirm they are aware of some of the inherent risks of being on a farm. Schaffer feels it's a good step for more growth in the agritourism field.
A lot of folks say, well, I've got this unique opportunity to preserve my farm heritage and educate folks and bring them onto my farm and generate revenue. And then they think about, wow, the liability that comes with this. And a lot of times that inhibits them from moving forward with it.
Kentucky's been working on this agritourism legislation for nearly 11 years. In states where measures like it have already been adopted, the impact was clear.
In Indiana's case, when they put forth this new law, it gave impetus to about 100 to 200 new applications to start the process of becoming an agritourism venture.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
A strong local food system can help people and communities become healthier. In Kentucky, we have a long-standing tradition of producing and consuming foods with local flavor. You can help support our traditional agricultural economy by looking for ways to fit Kentucky-grown foods into your diet. Eating local is also good for the environment. Kentucky-grown foods, good for your health and the Commonwealth.
For more information, contact your local UK College of Agriculture Cooperative Extension Service.
We're back with Ben Schaffer, Director of Agritourism for the Kentucky Ag Department, discussing the new liability law now in effect. They're hopeful the new procedures will give a boost to an already robust agritourism effort here.
We've got close to 500 operations, about 350 to 400 of which are with our Kentucky Farms or Fund agritourism marketing program, and obviously it's a goal of Commissioner Comer's to grow that industry, and we hope that this law does do that.
Schaffer also wanted to reinforce another point of the new law.
By no means does this prohibit anyone from filing a lawsuit. What we hope that it does do is that if someone unfortunately is in a litigious situation, is that if they have abided by the law, that the law will give them some guard during that legal situation there.
For more program details and for the required operator signs mentioned, go online to kyagr.com. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.